11. In the second part of our series exploring Nelson's Norfolk links, we visit his old haunts in the Burnhams, North Walsham and Norwich.
Admiral Lord Horatio Nelson is Norfolk's most famous son. This year commemorates the 220th anniversary of Nelson's death on October the 21st, 1805, at the Battle of Trafalgar. In this second article, we look at some more connections of Nelson with his home county, of which he was rightly proud, once proclaiming, "I am myself a Norfolk man, and glory in being so." In northwest Norfolk, there lies a group of villages, the Burnhams. One of these, Burnham Thorpe, has a particular claim to fame as the birthplace of Horatio Nelson. Burnham Thorpe sits in the heart of an agricultural area and has changed little since Nelson's time. Horatio was born on September the 29th, 1758. His father was the Reverend Edmund Nelson, then the rector of All Saints Church in Burnham Thorpe, and his mother was Catherine, née Suckling. Horatio was baptised in the church a week after his birth. Edmund and Catherine had met when Edmund was a curate at Beccles in Suffolk, and they were married in 1749. Catherine's mother, Anne, was the daughter of a King's Lynn merchant, Sir Charles Turner, and Mary Walpole of Houghton Hall in Norfolk. One of Catherine's uncles was Sir Robert Walpole, who became the first Prime Minister of Great Britain. In 1755, the Walpoles were instrumental in providing Edmund Nelson with the rectories of Burnham Thorpe and Burnham Sutton. However, before moving to Burnham Thorpe, Edmund was rector at All Saints Church in the Norfolk village of Hillborough. Indeed, Hillborough runs through the Nelson story, as Horatio's grandfather was also the rector there. Even after Edmund moved to Burnham Thorpe, an uncle to Horatio by marriage, Robert Rolfe, became the incumbent. Many years later, Horatio's brother William took the reins, only resigning the position after Horatio's death at Trafalgar, which brought William an earldom. There are several memorials and graves to the Nelson family in and around the church. Young Nelson spent early holidays in Hillborough, staying with his uncle and grandmother, also visiting his brother there, while on the beach, i.e. stood down from the Navy in a time of relative peace for 5 years from 1788. Nelson's affection for Hillborough was clear, though, when he was created a baron after his stunning victory at the Battle of the Nile in 1798. He adopted the title Baron Nelson of the Nile and Hillborough. On December the 26th, 1767, when Nelson was only 9 years old, his mother died, leaving Edmund to bring up 8 children. It became clear to him that schooling was necessary, so in 1768, Horatio and his brother William, with whom he was very close and who was just 1 year older, were sent to the King Edward VI Grammar School in Norwich. Norwich was then a thriving town, the second largest in England, with a population of 30,000, and Nelson and his brother would have been excited by its bustle and activity, a sharp contrast to the rural idyll of Burnham Thorpe. Horatio and William's stay in Norwich didn't last long. In 1769, they transferred to the Paston School in North Walsham. The brothers were fee-paying boarders at the school, spending their holidays back at home in Burnham Thorpe with their father, the Reverend Nelson. There is a brick at Paston School with the initials HN carved into it, reputedly by Nelson himself. There are a number of stories about the young Nelson, several recounted by his brother William. One such story relates to a pear tree in the grounds of Paston Schoolhouse. Nelson was lowered from his dormitory by the other boys and raided the pear tree. He distributed his gains amongst his school friends not retaining any pears for himself, saying he only took them because the other boys were afraid. Despite a reward being offered, no one identified Nelson as the culprit. Such stories have to be treated with caution, as biographers had a tendency to imbue young Nelson with the qualities he developed later in life. Norwich also features heavily in the Nelson story, apart from Nelson's school days there. In 1797, Nelson rose to national fame as a result of his exploits at the Battle of Cape St. Vincent. Here he turned the tide of the battle against a numerically superior Spanish fleet and boarded and captured two Spanish ships, receiving the Swords of Surrender. Afterwards, he wrote to the mayor of Norwich and presented the sword of Rear Admiral Don Xavier Francisco Vinthuysen, the Spanish commander of the San Joseph, to the city, so that it could be preserved as a memento of the event and of my affection for my native county. The sword was not the only memento Nelson sent to Norwich. Two French ships escaped from the carnage at the Battle of the Nile in 1798, the Guillaume Tell, on board which was Admiral Villeneuve, later to face Nelson at the Battle of Trafalgar, and Le Genereux. Le Genereux was subsequently recaptured off Malta several years later. With Nelson's agreement, the tricolour ensign of the captured ship was sent to the mayor of Norwich, arranged by Captain Berry, one of Nelson's band of brothers. This flag, which measures a staggering 16 by 8.3 metres in size, was displayed in St. Andrew's Hall in Norwich until 1897, after which it was draped in the keep at Norwich Castle. Sometime after 1905, the flag was placed in storage. And after a significant and careful restoration project, it formed the centrepiece of a Nelson and Norfolk exhibition at the Norwich Castle Museum in 2016. There is a statue to Nelson in the upper close of Norwich Cathedral, where it faces the grammar school attended by Nelson. The statue was completed in 1852 and spent several years in the marketplace before being moved to its current location in 1856. There are several other memorials in Norfolk to Lord Nelson, including the Norfolk Naval Pillar, known locally as Nelson's Column, in Great Yarmouth. Although now surrounded by industrial buildings, the column originally stood on the Denes to the east of the town, as was so ably captured by the renowned artist J.M.W. Turner. Another more unusual memorial can be found at Little Dunham, some 22 miles west of Norwich. Here stands an obelisk erected in 1814 by John Drozier to commemorate the signing of the peace of that year. The obelisk also includes a plaque in memory of Lord Nelson. The obelisk was erected at the end of an avenue of trees leading to Curd's Hall, now demolished, but once owned by William Nelson. The affection which Nelson felt for Norfolk was reciprocated. As a result of his exploits, Nelson was made an honorary freeman of the city of Norwich and awarded the freedom of the borough of Great Yarmouth. The life of Lord Nelson is inextricably linked to his beloved Norfolk. And now a little correction. In last month's article, it was stated that the rectory at Burnham Fort was demolished in 1807. In fact, it was demolished at about 1802 or 3. Chris Brett is chairman of the Nelson Society and author of The Nelson and the Slave Trade. He was educated at Great Yarmouth Grammar School before post-graduating. Living in Berkshire, Chris is proud of his Norfolk roots. The Nelson Society is a registered charity dedicated to raising public awareness of the life and times of Admiral Lord Nelson and his Navy. The Society was founded in Norwich in 1981, and all with an interest in Lord Nelson are welcome to join. More information can be found at nelson-society.com.